Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Now, a single day spike of 53,601 cases and 871 deaths were reported in the country in the last 24 hours. The COVID-19 tally has now risen to 22,68,676. This includes 6.4 lakh active cases in the country, while over 15.8 lakh patients have been cured, discharged, or have migrated. 45,257 deaths have also been recorded in the country till date. COVID-19 cases in India, in fact, dipped below 55,000 cases in a single day after the country recorded over 60,000 cases daily for 4 days in a row, and that's as per the Union Health Ministry data. In fact, health experts have now warned that India is likely to top the list of countries with most COVID-19 cases as infections continue to rise. The US, India and Brazil together account for nearly two-thirds of all of the cases in the world, which hit 15 million on July 22nd and right now stand at above 20 million. The total number of COVID-19 samples tested up to 10th of August in the country is above 2.5 crore, which includes 6.98 lakh samples which were tested just yesterday. And this is as per the Indian Council of Medical Research. Now, Coronavirus India vaccine update says that the expert committee meet will happen on August 12th, that's tomorrow. Expert committee on vaccine administration that will be chaired by Dr. V.K. Paul, Niti Aayog, will meet on August 12th to consider logistics and ethical aspects of procurement and administration of COVID-19 vaccine. The committee will engage with stakeholders, including state governments and vaccine manufacturers. And this also was informed by the Health Ministry to the media. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has interacted with the chief ministers of around 10 states today. These 10 states account for over 80% of the active COVID-19 cases in the country. These states include Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, and Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Modi asserted that if the virus is defeated in these states, then the country will also emerge victorious in its fight against the pandemic. He also said that contact tracing, surveillance is the most effective weapon against the coronavirus pandemic. Now, in the meeting, Punjab Chief Minister Amarinder Singh has sought from the Prime Minister Narendra Modi a liberal financial package to fill the revenue collection gap caused by COVID-19 pandemic. The Chief Minister raised the demand during the video conference meeting of the Prime Minister with Chief Ministers to review the COVID-19 situation. Well, former President Pranab Mukherjee continues to remain critical and is on ventilator support. The Army's Research and Referral Hospital has said as of today, that's just a day after he underwent a brain surgery. The 84-year-old was admitted to the military hospital around noon on Monday and he has also tested positive for COVID-19 prior to the surgery. Karnataka has now changed the rules for COVID-19 home isolation. COVID-19 patients under home isolation will stand discharged after 10 days of symptom onset or date of sampling and no fever for 3 days. And this is as per the revised guidelines for home care issued by the government of Karnataka. Thereafter, the patient shall be advised to isolate at home and self-monitor their health for further 7 days. It said that adding that there is no need for testing after the isolation period is over. In a virtual interaction with a group of eminent Indian, American scientists, academicians and doctors, Indian Ambassador to the US, Taranjit Singh Sandhu has said that India and US are actively engaging information on COVID-19. He also said that there are at least 3 ongoing collaborations between Indian vaccine companies with US-based institutions. With that, let's actually move on to all the updates from around the world. The confirmed number of COVID-19 cases in the world has now reached 20 million, and that's according to the tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. Health officials believe the actual number may be much higher, given the testing limitations and the fact that as many as 40% of all those who are infected have no symptoms. The US, India and Brazil together account for nearly two-thirds of the cases since the world has hit 15 million on July 22nd. Russia has now approved world's first COVID-19 vaccine, says the country's President Vladimir Putin. The COVID-19 vaccine has been jointly developed by Gamaleya Research Institute and Russia's Defense Ministry and will be the first vaccine candidate against the novel coronavirus to get registered. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that the COVID-19 vaccine developed in the country has been registered for use and one of his daughters has already been inoculated. The vaccine is currently in its final stage, that is the third stage of testing. Once registered, the mass production of the Russian COVID-19 vaccine is expected to begin in October. Russia's junior health minister has said that medical professionals and senior citizens will be the first to get vaccinated. Moving on, Novavax Inc.'s manufacturing capacity is sufficient to meet the US demand for COVID-19 vaccines in 2021, which it believes could be as high as 500 million to 600 million doses, as per the company executives. Novavax said last week that its experimental vaccine produced high levels of antibodies against the novel coronavirus, and that's according to the initial data from a small, early-stage clinical trial. Novavax expects to begin producing vaccine at large scale in the beginning of 2021 and to be able to make well over 2 billion doses of its vaccine annually overall if its vaccine is authorized for use by regulators, the executives added during the investors' call. Novavax is still waiting on the US Food and Drug Administration to review data from its early stage study of its vaccine candidate, but has said that it expects to start the large scale Phase 3 trial as soon as in late September. Moving on, Inovio Pharmaceuticals Inc. now expects its experimental COVID-19 vaccine to enter mid to late stage study in September and secure US emergency use authorization sometime in 2021. The US vaccine developer has informed the media. As of yesterday, the Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania-based company, had previously said that it would begin mid-stage human studies for the vaccine candidate INO-4800 this summer. Inovio is in active talks with the US FDA and awaits the agency's approval to begin the Phase 2 and Phase 3 study in September. And that's what the company executive said during the post-earnings conference call. Moving on, an outbreak in Australia's second largest city held steady as on Tuesday, raising hopes that the strict lockdown in Melbourne was working. Victoria State, which includes Melbourne, reported 331 new cases and 19 more deaths from COVID-19, equaling the record number of deaths set a day earlier. The number of new infections was less than half the peak days in recent weeks. Moving on, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has said that authorities have found 4 cases of the coronavirus, one in Auckland household, from an unknown source. The first cases of local transmission in the country in 102 days. Moving on, UK now has suffered the biggest job loss since 2009 as COVID-19 has hit the economy. The number of people in work in Britain fell by 2,20,000 in 3 months to June, the most since 2009. As the coronavirus crisis hammered, the number of self-employed, Office for National Statistics has said, the number of self-employed people fell by a record amount, led by older workers, while the number of employees rose. Job losses are expected to rise as Britain winds down its huge job retention scheme, which protects employees. It is due to close at the end of October. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak has said that the figures showed the government support programs were working, but job losses were inevitable. Moving on, Bhutan has ordered its first nationwide lockdown on Tuesday after a returning resident tested positive for coronavirus after being discharged from quarantine and coming into close contact with people in the capital Thimphu. The case took the total in the tiny Himalayan kingdom to 113, that is still the lowest in South Asia, and the country has not yet recorded any fatality. Moving on, authorities in China have now found the novel coronavirus on the packaging of imported frozen seafood that arrived from the port city of Dalian, which recently battled a surge of cases. A local government official has said, now the virus was found on the outer packaging of frozen seafood brought by 3 companies in Yantai, which is a port city in the eastern Shandong province. Moving on, Moody's Investor Service as of today has said that the coronavirus pandemic is likely to accelerate fundamental shifts in trade relationships and global supply chains. According to Moody's, the trend towards a more fragmented and protectionist global economy will likely accelerate as a result of the pandemic, with restrictions on trade, investment, and technology transfers. The Moody's said that the pandemic will likely result in some fundamental shifts in trade relationships and supply chains globally, further hardening attitudes against globalization. It also said and noted that the supply chain shifts will occur in a multi-year process, particularly as China will retain a number of advantages over other economies. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. But do tune in to D Street Talk, where Money Control Kshitij Anand talks to co-founder and vice chairman of First Global. Today, you can also tune in to Simply Save, where you can learn how to invest through a fintech portal and how it works. Get your true financial freedom with Money Control Pro's Independent Day Blowout Offer. Be a pro at 1 rupee per day and claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees. Use the coupon code FREEDOM365. Log on to the Money Control website or app to know more. Many thanks for tuning in.